Did you know that words have multidimensional frequencies and that these frequencies are perceived very uniquely by each individual according to their state of consciousness? Hi, I'm Will Caminata, the Multidimensional Guide, and I'm here to help you awaken, heal, and expand your consciousness. If you're looking to learn how to embrace and embody your multidimensionality, then you're in the right place. Today, I want to talk about the multidimensional frequencies of words. So I got this message from my guides, the Pleiadians, a little while ago on the 9th week of my program, The Multidimensional Self. So the Pleiadians gave a word to each of the members in the community as a little gift, and then they explained three things to me. Number one, that words have different frequencies, which you could see it as different meanings too, if you want to look at it from a more objective perspective. So in that, a word will carry a frequency or a meaning in 3D, a different frequency in 4D, and a different frequency in 5D. And I'll give some examples in this video in a couple of minutes. Number two, that every person will have a unique perception of that frequency. In other words, they will receive the words according to their state of consciousness. So even when I received the words to give as a gift, I might have questioned why or what does this really mean? And they said lovingly and jokingly that those words weren't for me, so I didn't have to understand them. Basically, they said each one will receive these words differently according to their unique container, and it means something unique to them. For example, I might give you the word home, and some of you might instantly think of your house, while some of you might think of your family home, some of you might think of your heart, some of you might even think of your home in the stars. And three is this, that the frequency will change as you change and evolve. So as you expand your consciousness and your own frequency, the meaning and the frequency of the words will also expand along with you. And that doesn't mean that one meaning is right or wrong. It means that you are exploring all the different frequencies of a specific word, the same way that you would play with different notes and octaves on a piano. So I hope this is clear so far. And if you have any questions, just leave them in the comments below and I'll be happy to answer them. What I want to do now is to play a little game with you. I've gathered some words that have been coming to my consciousness, and I want to share their 3D, 4D, and 5D frequencies with you. So I'll show you the word on the screen and I'll speak it for those who are listening. I'll give you a couple of seconds, or you can pause the video if you want, and then I want you to just feel the word and see what comes up for you. Like I said, there is no right or wrong, and this is just a game where an exercise rather for you to practice feeling the frequency of the words for you specifically in your heart before I give you a more overall multidimensional meaning to them. So are you ready? Let's start with love. What comes up for you when you hear the word love? So in 3D, love might mean a feeling that you feel for your mom, for your child, your partner, a friend, and you might be able to categorize them, motherly love, romantic love, etc. In 4D, the frequency of the word love starts to expand its frequency, and it means you start to look inwards and understand that love is something that is inside of you, self-love. The more you love yourself unconditionally, the more you're able to love others unconditionally. And then love becomes a part of your healing journey. It's the journey back to your essence. And then in 5D, love is who you are. Love is the essence of all living beings. Love is the highest force in the universe that connects all. You to others, you to you, you to the whole universe and all there is. So love is not a feeling here or an action. Love is then a state of consciousness. Okay, are you ready for more? Healing. What comes up for you when you hear the word healing? In 3D, healing might mean cure. You have a wound, you need it to heal. You have some illness, you need healing. You break a bone, you need healing. So it's very much related to the physical body. In 4D, healing takes on a different frequency because you start to understand that everything is a somatic experience, meaning a physical ailment is a result of something that's coming from your emotional and mental bodies. Healing then becomes a process of uncovering the deepest fears and trauma and ancestral wounds, doing the shadow work, which means bringing the shadow to light for healing. And it would also eventually turn into a deep dive into your soul's journey, so accessing your Akashic records and your past lives, for instance. And then going from a 4D to 5D frequency, healing becomes a non-dual frequency. You don't do healing, or healing is not something you need, because you know you're not broken. You know you are already whole. Your essence is of love and light. So the healing journey becomes just a continuous journey towards your essence. And you allow healing to take place, knowing that whatever experience you're having here, whether pleasant or unpleasant, painful or joyful, is bringing you closer to your essence, or even, dare I say, to 5D consciousness and beyond. How are we doing so far? Let me know in the comments how this is resonating with you. And I'll give you one more word. Here we go. Surrender. What comes up for you when you hear the word surrender? In 3D, surrender might mean give up. Raise the white flag. It's time to stop the war. Just give up. There's no more fight in you. It can also mean a Celine Dion song, which is one of my favorite songs of hers. Very difficult to sing. In 4D, surrender takes on a different frequency, because it's not necessarily about giving up hope or giving up the fight. It is more about releasing control, which is very connected to trust, which is very connected to your intuition, or in other words, your connection with your higher self, or your inner guidance, as I like to say. So in 4D, surrender means trusting in a higher power that goes beyond your mind and your own human strength. And the main difference between the 4D and the 5D frequency of surrender is that in 5D, there's just an easier, maybe even faster connection to your heart's guidance, which oftentimes the mind can't catch up to. But even so, you're okay knowing that you can surrender to a path or a decision that feels right rather than seems right. In 5D, surrender doesn't necessarily feel like giving up anything. Rather, it just feels like following the flow of the ocean, knowing that you're not a separate drop in the ocean, trying to find your way alone and fighting and resisting, but instead you are a unique drop and the whole ocean at the same time. And in other words, you are a unique being of consciousness, and you carry the seed of that one consciousness, the source, the universe within you. And consciousness is another interesting word too, but I'll leave this one to you. What is the frequency, i.e. meaning of consciousness to you? I'd love to see your answers in the comments. And again, remember, there is no right or wrong, just a unique frequency to you at this very moment, which can change from one moment to another. And if you would like to perhaps receive a word as a gift from the Pleiadians, or even better, learn how to channel these words from your spirit guides yourself, then I would love to have you join my program, The Multidimensional Self, which is also a community, by the way, of beautiful souls. I would even say in a similar frequency. You will learn a lot about multidimensionality, the nine dimensions of consciousness, how to access them within you, and most importantly, you will go through some healing experiences and shifts in your frequency and your consciousness with the breathwork sessions too. You can learn more by clicking here, or just go to themultidimensionalself.com. You'll find all the information in a short application form that is just the first step for us to communicate, and your first step into embracing and embodying your inherent multidimensionality. In the next episode, I will talk about the multidimensional perspective shifts from 3D to 4D to 5D. So make sure you're subscribed to my channel or my podcast so you won't miss it. As always, keep shining your light, keep your heart open, and let love lead the way. I love you. See you in the next episode. Bye.